chains. Oh, in your chains. If a chain breaks,
amen. Amen. Is everybody awake out there? There's some good conversation going on I couldn't get into. We're going to speak to cancer this morning. We're going to send it out of here.
Thank you. Well, let me get settled in for a second.
May the God of all grace surround us today as we worship Him and magnify His holy name. Let us stand and sing our call to worship today, which is 174 in your hymnal, 174. Page 92. Be seated. What a beautiful hymn. So good to see everyone in the house of the Lord today on a hot summer day when everybody is going to and fro and you made a choice to be in worship, and we're so glad. And those who may be visiting or here for the first time, we welcome you and pray that you experience the Spirit of the Lord here and the love of Christ amongst this body. We do have some announcements, and I will probably get this wrong, because that's last week's hymn. Welcome. Bible study will happen on Tuesday. Prayer and extended worship in the sanctuary at Thursday night at 7. Next Saturday, Chris, would you tell us about next Saturday? Yeah. What's happening next Saturday?
Next Saturday is the inaugural event of the newly organized Global Methodist Church in South Carolina. We're one of currently just about 46 churches alone who are fully involved and fully vetted and fully in. So very small, but we hope a glorious and great time for worship Saturday. If you want to come for the breakout sessions, there'll be training sessions, and you can find those online through our printed material and through our newsletter. But that registration would be $20. And if you want to come for the afternoon at 2 o'clock, there's an ordination, and I'll be receiving ordination with other people.
Hallelujah.
First batch into the GMC, and that's free. But you got to drive to Lexington to Mount Horeb Methodist Church to see it. So that's it.
Wonderful. So next Saturday is a big deal.
Includes
your lunch. That's right. Inel is going, and I know several others. So praise the Lord for that. Also tonight, is Jessica? Yeah, Jessica. Would you tell everyone about tonight?
Tonight at 6 o'clock, we will be having our missions program. We have invited the leaders of five different local ministries, kind of local. There's somebody coming from Columbia. We've got somebody coming down from Leander, and then a few that are here in Sparkburg. With kind of piggybacking on what Chris just said about us going into the Global Methodist Church, we now have the opportunity to explore more ministries as an individual church. And so that is what tonight is about. We've asked the congregation to join us in prayer over what the direction of that needs to look like. And tonight's an opportunity for the congregation to come and see what options or some of the options that are available to us. So I would love to see everyone back here tonight at 6 o'clock. I'm really excited about this. Our whole outreach committee has put a lot of work into this. And we're really excited to have you guys tonight.
Please come. We're so excited.
Yes,
there
this is a big deal.
There. Yes. Oh, yes.
There will be child.
There will also be some worship sprinkled in with the speakers, and the speakers have been given a limit of about 10 minutes, and so it'll be an evening well worth spent for those who dream of the direction of this body and the things that we will be involved in our missions, whether it be local or international, however we would want to say it. So thank you for that. Any other announcements that I'm missing? Yes, Eric.
Are we going to bless book bags next Sunday? We need to.
Sure, let's do that.
Yeah, we can do that.
Somebody needs to pencil that on the calendar.
Pencil that in, Becky. That's Becky's cue.
Could be in a backseat driver today.
Oh, I love it, though. That's good. He said, "What do you want me to do today?" I said, "I'll just sit in with your wife and just be a part of the service." And anyway, anyone else? Any other announcement that I missed? Young lady at the back? Yes, ma'am.
We also need to start getting supplies for the lesson boxes. We'll start for kids.
School supplies
for the blessing box. What a great idea. So those that maybe you would add to any food products that you bring and some school supplies for the children. Thank you for that. Anyone else? Any other announcements? Yes, ma'am, Miss Lois.
I just want to ask, as the clipboard comes around, right, with names and addresses, if you need to add yours, please do that. If you've looked at it and you've seen that it's okay, put a check mark beside it, and that way I won't be calling you.
Mine must be good, because when it came around last Sunday, my wife just passed it right along. So I have no idea if mine's right or not. She checked it, I'm sure. Everyone check the sign-in sheet. We're trying to compile information, and as we started anew, all kinds of things are starting anew. Probably by mid-fall or early fall, there'll be a mass joining of the church. We're collecting information to those members and those who wish to join. It's very important. Anyone else for announcements? Amen. Well, let's turn our hearts to prayer today. One of our main purposes as we gather as a body of believers, who has something today they would like to share to give God praise and glory today? Anyone to give God praise? Yes, ma'am. Someone to give God praise and glory today. Anything in your life today that God has moved in your life this week, something to give the Lord praise. Yes, ma'am. Wonderful. The beauty of God's creation. Anyone to give God praise? Has God been moving in your life this week? Yes, yes, Mary.
Every day I get a little stronger.
Praise the Lord. A lot of people praying for you. Praise the Lord. Yes, Joy.
The twins that our niece had, Ryan got to come home. Adam's still there. And then our other niece, Chelsea, another miracle baby, is doing well.
Wonderful. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord today for Tommy Child.
Amen.
I don't think he's a perfect man. I'm sure he's got a few flaws and pleas. I'm just real happy to call him a brother today in the house of the Lord.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Praise
the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Let me go ahead and reiterate that. I have seen that the devil attacking both of us this week.
That's and sure so.
He's just stomped on us. But you know what? God's grace is much bigger than what God has told him. And we have both seen that. And I praise God for that.
Yes, praise the Lord. Anyone else to give God praise? Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am.
Well, we had a really exciting Bible study Tuesday. It was just so amazing. And I think we all learned something, and it was just kind of rocking and rolling. But as I study every week to share with the children, the Lord always gives me something fresh, and it's just downright exciting. Experience that liveliness in the Word of God every week, and get to share that with the kids.
Yes, thank you.
Please pray for us when we're back there. Tomorrow they're our future, and so we definitely need to invest in them, and it's a blessing to have them to invest in. A lot of churches don't have children at all, but we have some, and we want to.
Praise the Lord. Anyone today that has something on your heart to pray for today? Something that we could name specifically that you have on your heart to pray today? Yes, Jason.
My dear friend Aaron Milligan has discovered a tumor in his head yesterday.
Aaron Milligan today. Who else is on your heart today? Yes, Bailey.
He's in Station in Virginia. He's in his 40s. He passed. glad you called his parents to be up there as soon as possible. So you need to be careful with him right now.
Do you know his name?
Scott Centel.
Scott Centel, yes. John, did you have your hand raised?
Yeah. This is kind of a praise and a prayer. Paul Traboka, who was brought into Hope Mountain Ministries, the Lord directed him to us, fell out yesterday at Agape Sober Home. His sugar levels got down to about 36, 38. Was transported to Pelham Medical. You know, if God wouldn't have directed him in our path, I don't think Paul would be here today. And they got him back. He's, you know, levels are improving, but he's still at the hospital right now, so he definitely needs our prayer. But God needs our praise too, because you know, he directed Paul to us.
Praying for Paul today. Who else is on your heart today? Yes, ma'am.
Just continue to remember Diane Biggs.
Yes.
She went through surgery a week or so ago.
Praying for Diane Biggs today. Who else is on your heart? Yes, ma'am. Definitely be praying for you, Mr. Hatchett. We need you to walk around. Yes, sir.
Our son-in-law, Joel Price, is in the ER this morning with potential kidney stone.
Yes, Joel Price today. Who else is on your heart? Yes, ma'am.
Students of Cherokee County return to school on Wednesday.
Students return to school today, yes. Yes. Who else is on? Yes, Jessica.
Chris is traveling back from Oregon.
Maybe Chris today, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Talking about driving flow of voices, they try to make their way back to Roebuck. They had several issues with the motor.
No, ma'am. Laying for flow and voice, or better known as Bo and Floyce. I think all of us have said that at times. Anyone else today that's on your heart today before we go to the Lord in prayer? Somebody's pointing, but I can't see a hand anywhere.
I said my mom's surgery went really well. I appreciate all the prayers. We don't need you. It's all by the 10th. I think it's Thursday, so just pray for good results.
Yes. Before we go to the Lord in prayer, we want to join together in our invitation and confession as we approach the Lord's table today. And I believe this will be on the screen, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, ma'am. As we prepare our hearts, hear these words. We are those who seek to live as true disciples of Jesus Christ, but sometimes we fall short. Let us now examine ourselves before God, humbly confessing our sins and submitting our hearts so that we do not deceive ourselves and cut ourselves away from God. Let us pray. Father, forgive us for the poverty of our worship, for the selfishness of our prayers, for our inconsistency and unbelief, for the ways we have deceived others, for the ways we neglect fellowship in your grace, for our hesitation to tell others about Christ. Forgive us for the sins that we silently confess to you now. Let us pray a prayer of silence and self-examination. God, the Father of all mercies, is faithful to cleanse us from our sins and restore us to Christ's image. Praise and glory to be God, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we come to you today as imperfect people. We can pretend to wear masks and draw the curtain shut, but you see all things. Let us be vulnerable today to your love and your grace. Allow you to pierce us with the power of your word. flood us with grace upon grace and the power of your Holy Spirit. Receive the praises that we've brought forth to you today of salvation, wholeness, healings, the beauty of creation, how you work in sometimes extravagant ways and in very minute ways in our life, but we recognize it and we give you that glory today. We thank you that we are gathered together, Lord, as one. Lord, today we pray that any heart within the confines of these walls who may not know you, that they would be shaken to the core to know truly how beautiful and wonderful you are. Hear the prayers that we brought forth from our heart for all those who are sick. For we hear the word cancer and sugar levels and traveling mercies, recovery from surgery. Each name and each situation is so important. Hear the prayers of your people's hearts today. Bless this service, Lord, with your presence. Reveal yourself to us through your table, through this means of grace. Let it be evident and obvious that you are here. For anything short of that is an outright failure. Bless us, Lord, as we bless you. Bless this service as it magnifies your name. For may your name be praised. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. This time we receive our offering to the Lord. Say, Lord, may this bless you. May it advance your kingdom through this body. May it be pleasing to you, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. A woman in the city who was a sinner, having learned that he was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears to dry them with her hair. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what kind of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus spoke up and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Teacher," he replied, "speak." A certain creditor had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debts for both of them. "Now which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "I suppose the one for whom he canceled the greater debt." And Jesus said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has bathed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I tell you, her sins, which were many, have been forgiven. Hence she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." But those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, Who is this who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The first word, the last word, the word of God. Thanks be to God.
Let's present our offering. Now, let me make sure where we are, because the bulletin is so important. Oh. Okay. No one caught that joke. Thank you, Lord, for laughter. All right, give me a second. It was like Walmart when I came in here, so I'm not really sure how in tune my guitar is. Strings don't work together very well. Okay, 3 weeks ago, I actually sang my sermon scripture, and I asked you with meekness and respect that you would honor the Lord, and please do not clap for me. I will never be up here to entertain you. It is important that you worship with me and try to listen to the premise of what the Lord is trying to say today. and that if you give a shout of acclamation when I'm done to the Lord, you would bring my joy, my heart joy. Let us worship. Isn't he beautiful? Beautiful, oh, isn't he? Prince of Peace, Son of God, isn't he? Isn't he? Isn't he wonderful? Wonderful, oh, isn't he? Counselor, Almighty God, isn't he? Isn't he? Yes, you are beautiful. Beautiful, oh, yes, you are. Prince of Peace, Son of God, yes, you are, yes, you are, yes, you are, wonderful, wonderful, oh, yes, you are, Counselor, Almighty God, yes, you are, yes. God, yes, you are, yes, you are. Let's pray. Lord, there are so many times that I have no idea what I'm talking about. But there is one thing I know for sure. That if we don't come to you and look to you because you're beautiful, because you're wonderful, then we've created a false god in our heart. We need you to come today to reveal yourself to the hardened hearts and the blind. And start with me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, unfortunately, sometimes those words hit so hard they bring tears to your eyes, and then you really can't sing. But I think that's okay. You know, last Sunday, what a day of worship. If you were not here, I'm telling you, you missed it. It was an amazing day because we saw the kingdom on display. We saw and we heard from people who were raised from the dead. And some people might say, well, Kevin, that's crazy. We didn't see anybody raised from the dead. I beg to differ. Jesus raised me from the dead. Our new brother in Christ, did Jesus raise you from the dead, my friend? How about you, John? Jesus raised you from the dead. To the life of the living. What an amazing day it was. See, the body of Christ, his church, has power and purpose. Don't ever forget that. For those who claim to love the head but fail to love the body, there is something seriously wrong in their giddy-up. Because the body of Christ has purpose and power. Not only do we need Jesus among us, we need one another. And we witness that power. We witness that purpose last week. Say yes if you get that.
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful and wonderful on display, I might add. Isaiah 33:17. Your eyes will see the King in His beauty. They will see the land that is very far off. See, for those of us who have seen the eyes face to face, the beauty of our King, we have seen something far off. Something not temporal that we live now, but something eternal. And it is beautiful. Isaiah 52, verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of Him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Your watchmen shall lift up their voices. With their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord brings back Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted His people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. He is beautiful. He brings goodness. He is our Redeemer. He proclaims peace. He proclaims salvation. In Hebrew, the word beautiful there is used 18 times in the Old Testament to describe God. And the root of that word means beauty and splendor, perfect and flawless. So we say, yes, yes, you are beautiful. Now we see all around us the beauty of God. How His creation reveals these things to us. We see this beauty in things of grandeur, like the expanse of the universe. And we also see God's beauty in the simplest of things, like in the kiss of a child. But most important, He in Himself is beauty. Everything about Jesus is beautiful. His character, His power, who He is, for He is mighty to save. And what could be more beautiful than that? Isaiah chapter 9. Verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon His shoulder, and His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In Hebrew, the word wonderful used there, the root of that word means wonder and miracle, astounding things and marvelous things. For His name is wonderful. For the marvelous things that He does, He is our counselor. For He leads us into the paths of righteousness. He heals. He makes us whole. He is mighty God, for there is none like You, O Lord. He is our everlasting Father because He will never leave us or forsake us. He is the Prince of Peace. He embodies peace. He is peace. And so we say, yes, yes, you are wonderful. Beloved, when we come to this place, when we know that God has rescued us, when we experience a miracle in our lives, when Jesus does astounding things in our midst, when we realize that Jesus has bought us and has claimed us for his own, it is something that I have always called the knowing. The knowing. And when one comes to the place, the knowing, we behold him. We adore him. For we can and we desire to say, yes, you are beautiful. Yes, you are wonderful. You are that hidden treasure. You are the pearl of great price. Turning back to the gospel lesson today in Luke 7. Jesus told Simon the Pharisee, there was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Which of them will love him more? Do you understand this? Say yes if you get it. Yes. See, when a person comes to this knowing, when they realize what God has done, what Jesus has done for them, beloved, they can't contain themselves. They boldly proclaim their testimony, not even concerned how embarrassing it may seem to a religious prude. Honestly, they could care less. They shout, they worship untethered, they worship exuberantly. And unfortunately, this makes religious people nervous. Because real grace is messy. It's very messy. You could even argue it can become dangerous at times. They love and they don't care what you or I think about it. They say, yes, you are beautiful. Yes, you are wonderful. Now here we have in real time a scene, the woman. Then Jesus turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Then Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? And then Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. I find it fascinating. I find it fascinating that not once in the narrative does the woman ask for forgiveness. She does not say the magic prayer. She does not even ask Jesus into her heart. She just adores him. She washes him with her tears. She wiped his feet with probably the most important thing that she had, her hair. She kisses his feet. She anoints his feet. His feet. And in those days and in that context, say yes if you get it. You better believe that she was saying in her heart, you are beautiful, yes you are, you are wonderful, yes you are. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. For she loved much. Think of this. She was forgiven, which is equal to her love of the Master. See, it was her faith, her love for Jesus, her beholding, her adoration of the living God. And can you imagine how embarrassing this was for the blind in the room? The irony there. Do you really think she was concerned? Say yes if you get it. Today at this table, we express our love. To symbolically join with our Master in His sufferings requires a love that cannot be defined by the English language. And as you approach the table today, be in awe of Jesus. Behold Him. Adore Him. Wash Him with your tears. Say, you are beautiful. Yes, you are. You are wonderful. Yes, you are. And when you depart, know that your faith has saved you. And may you go in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Are there giants in your life today? Did they chase you to the door of the church? Were you afraid that maybe they came through the door and made their way in? Well, even if you hold that fear, let me tell you this. This is not a denominational table set with rules for people to understand before they come. This is a table set by the Lord Jesus Christ. He commands His children to come and partake. It's the Lord's table. Scripture says He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Your enemies are looking over your shoulder and they seem to be giant today. They can't touch this. Come and feast
in the Lord's presence, what he prepares for you today.
Let's join me in the great Thanksgiving.
I want to remind you that we're kind of crowded up here. People like to make use of the altar rail after they receive, so we'll receive the bread and the juice, the cup over here, and you can come and take your prayer at the altar, time at the altar, and there are trash cans for the disposable cup if you choose the disposable cup.
We will have the big cup for intinction, the dipping of the bread lightly. You don't have to put your fingers in there, please. And we also have small cups, individual cups, if you still have concerns about germs and things like that. So both of those options will be available to you. The Lord invites everyone who desires to be in a right relationship with him and their neighbor to come to the table. We also have gluten-free, not very many, but if you request that, you'll be directed to those as well. We bless and praise you, Father Almighty. We join the company of heaven as we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed be your Son, Jesus Christ. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took the bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this as often as you do it in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." We proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Come, Holy Spirit. Fall upon us, Holy Spirit. Bless these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
I've asked Mike and Brenda to come
and assist today.
And I think it would be better if we don't bottleneck, if we just come, let your row come maybe, but don't stand in line. You can wait in line at your seat. And we'll work our way up this side and then up this side. But there's no need to get in a hurry.
All right, let's see. I'm going to do the bread. I'm going to give you, Brenda, this tray. Mike, I'm going to give you the cup. Kevin, you'll need to receive first, right?
Yes, please.
To the Lamb. singing glory and honor and power forever. Keep blessing and glory and honor and power forever. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares.
Kevin, when are you going to play?
Play? Oh.
Final hymn is 77.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm just floating around. I forgot the bulletin.
Thank you, Jesus. No, man, I seen the benediction. I was putting float right out of here. I love it. Sometimes.
Thank you, Lord, for life.
The overhead is down.
Oh. Well, most people even know this hymn. Our closing hymn today, our hymn of commitment, is page 77. 77 in your hymnal.
Great.
see you this morning.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. I pray that you leave this place in your heart saying, yes, Lord, you. Yes, Lord, you. That you come to that place of the knowing. So that Jesus may bless your life beyond measure. So that you may see astounding things, marvelous, beautiful. Because that is who he is and what he does. May you go in peace. May the love of the Father, the Son, and Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, I can't even talk, be with you now and this week forever. In Jesus' name.